Shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse
backgrounds. Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stress from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried Shopping Jewelry Television? JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden saying on this Thanksgiving that he's spoken to all three of the Americans that have been released from China.
The release of Mark Suidan, Kai Li, and John Leung followed back-channel negotiations between Washington and Beijing and public statements from politicians, including Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
The world can see that the Chinese Communist Party is trying to use hostages as a tool of statecraft.
The three Americans were swapped for three Chinese nationals, with each side claiming the other was holding its citizens on trumped-up charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Biden spending Thanksgiving delivering pumpkin pies to police officers and firefighters on Nantucket. Ukraine faced massive air raids today, nearly a million people losing power. President Zelensky calling for more air defense systems as winter intensifies. UNICEF announcing on this Thanksgiving that 2,500 children on the Gaza Strip are in need of urgent medical evaluation. This is ABC News. A Northern California man who had been missing for 25 years has been found at a Los Angeles hospital.
A decades-long mystery was solved when a woman called law enforcement last week, saying she was sent a USA Today article showing a man who looked like her brother. The unknown man had been hospitalized in South Los Angeles in April, and nobody knew who he was. He was nonverbal. The woman's brother had vanished in 1999 near Reno, Nevada. It appears he went missing voluntarily. Law enforcement in Nevada contacted the LAPD, which fingerprinted the unidentified man in the hospital, and it turned out it was her brother who disappeared 25 years ago. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new law in Australia will fine social media platforms that allow children under 16 to hold accounts. Senator Sarah Hanson-Young said the ban does not address problems facing youth.
We know there are young people who are struggling with their body image, their connection with their community, their peers.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and spotty snow showers. Only trace amounts are expected to stick, and winds begin to whip tonight, bringing a blustery but sunny Friday, with high temperatures only reaching the low 20s. Plus, wind chills on top of that will be feeling more like the single digits. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Be on the lookout for some common scams this holiday season. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says one common trick is fake messages about failed package deliveries. Never click on random links in your text messages or emails, and always check with the supposed delivery company or the post office directly. An update to state park passes from the Department of Natural Resources. The new pass model is allowing you to explore for 12 months from the month of purchase rather than having it expire on December 31st. The new 12-month passes go on sale starting December 2nd. Passes can be bought online at the DNR's website. And Thanksgiving dinner is costing less this year. The annual survey from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says the cost of a holiday feast comes out to a total of $57.61 to serve 10 people. That's a 2% drop compared to last year, and that includes the 16-pound turkey, which is priced out at just over $25. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing with Compeer Financial.
What a cooperative is, the company that's designed where their clients are actually part owners of the company. So the clients get to make some decisions with the company. They have some voting rights with the company. And then one of the bigger benefits is just the giving back from the company to our member owners. So we do that most of the time is with our patronage program. So patronage is really great in the fact that we do give some of our net proceeds back to our member owners. Since 2017, when we merged our associations and created Compeer, we've given back over $1 billion in patronage to our member owners. Our patronage allocations, redemptions, and payments are at the discretion of the board of directors, but it is a pretty consistent and payout, and it is a great benefit to our clients.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, downtown Durand. A new health clinic is coming to Mondovi. Amplify Health will hold a ribbon cutting for their new clinic December 11th. Amplify is a merger between Gunderson and Bellin Health Systems, and they purchased the old Prevea Clinic earlier this year after Prevea closed. The ribbon cutting will be followed by tours of the new facility. The U.S. Supreme Court could take up Eau Claire's trans policy case. The court is considering a hearing on the challenge to Eau Claire Area School's policy on gender. That policy allows teachers and school administrators to hide gender changes from parents. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued over the policy, but their lawsuit was dismissed because Will's clients didn't have kids in Eau Claire schools. Eau Claire Area School leaders have defended the policy in the past as something that helps kids. No one's guessing when the high court may decide on the case. Investigators say a bus driver was to blame for driving into the front of a home in western Wisconsin. A school bus leaving the depot in Holman early Tuesday morning crashed into the front of a home. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the bus was in working condition and that the 76-year-old driver was at fault. One person inside the home was injured. The driver will receive citations, but is not facing charges. If you're heading out this weekend looking for a Christmas tree, consider heading to Wisconsin's Northwoods. Division of Forestry Property Manager Beth Findes says, make sure, though, you get a permit first.
You can go to one of the state forest headquarters, or sometimes some entrance stations sell the permit, depending on the property. Permits are about $5 a tree for a balsam and fir. A lot of the times, the max footage that you can cut down is 30 feet.
A full list of what state forests you can cut down trees in can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
An audit in Eau Claire County shows that all votes were accurately counted. The post-election audit report says voting equipment used in the city of Eau Claire and the towns of Washington and Seymour were working properly for the general election. More than 5,500 hand-counted ballots in the county were found to have zero discrepancies. One man is dead after he was struck by a car while pulling a deer carcass off the road. The Dakota County Sheriff's Department says the accident happened on County Road 46 in Martin Township Wednesday. The 69-year-old victim had reportedly struck and killed a deer and was pulling the animal to the shoulder when he was hit by a passing vehicle. The name of the victim has not been released. There are federal charges for the man who flight attendants say tried to get off a Milwaukee to Dallas flight earlier this month. Prosecutors filed the charges against Abdul Al-Jabbar earlier this week. They say that he ran at a flight attendant on the flight, which took off from Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport back on November 19th. He's accused of saying that he was captain of the flight and that he needed to get off the plane immediately. Other passengers had to hold him down until he could be secured with duct tape. No one on the flight was injured. Prosecutors say the plane was able to land safely in Dallas. A plea deal has been reached with the Hixton man accused of attempted homicide. Anthony Sylvester was charged last October with that crime and a few other charges like burglary and stalking after breaking into his girlfriend's home. Sylvester entered into a plea deal in Jackson County Court and was found guilty of first-degree reckless injury. He'll be sentenced in February. Minnesotans looking for something to do other than shopping can take advantage of Friday's Free Park Day. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources schedules 4 free park days each year to encourage people to get outside and enjoy nature. Admission to all state parks in Minnesota is free, though fees will still apply for activities like camping and boat rentals. Friday's Free Park Day is the last one of 2024. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The cost of today's Thanksgiving dinner in Wisconsin is less than last year.
The annual survey from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says the Thanksgiving feast should cost approximately $57.61 to serve 10 people. That's a 2% drop compared to last year. Some of the items on the Bureau's list included dinner rolls, a relish tray, fresh cranberry sweet potato stuffing mix, and a 16-pound turkey, which was priced out at just over $25. Now, the full list can be found at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau website at WFBF.com. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Kozlowski, Briscoe, no fans of turkey. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go! Yeah!
So book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
NASCAR Cup Series drivers Brad Keselowski and Chase Briscoe will start enjoying their post-playoff seasons as they sit down with family and friends to relish a sumptuous Thanksgiving dinner today. For Brad, the star of the show is not the turkey.
I like the baked beans. I like the stuffing. Just a little bit of turkey because turkey's not my favorite bird. A little bit of pumpkin pie. Oh, some croissants. Mm.
Chase, a self-described picky eater, agrees with Brad on one thing. No turkey.
Normally, like, just mac and cheese and corn and some bread. That's about it. Yeah, not...
No turkey?
No, I'm not a turkey guy. Yeah, I tried it last year, and it was okay, but it doesn't really do it for me.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Detroit Lions ended a 7-game Thanksgiving Day losing streak, holding off the Bears 23-20 in Detroit. I'm Bill Scott with sports. That's 10 straight wins overall for the Lions, who improved to 11-1 on the season. Jared Goff throwing for 221 yards and 2 touchdowns, both to tight end Sam Laporta. Lions also rushing for 194 yards as a team, averaging 5.9 a carry. Caleb Williams throwing for 256 yards and three touchdowns in the loss for Chicago. Cowboys and the New York Giants underway in Dallas in Game 2 of the NFL tripleheader today. And then it's the Packers and the Dolphins tonight with a 7:20 kick at Lambeau Field. Packers shooting for their third straight win and need a victory to stay two games back at Detroit with a matchup against the Lions in Detroit next Thursday. Women's college basketball today. Wisconsin fell to San Diego State 73-67. Opening round of the Cancun Challenge. Green Bay falling to Virginia 66-61. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Boys basketball opening night, plus some additional wrap-up from the football season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse at Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Tuesday was the opening night of high school boys basketball action, and already we were treated to some excellent games. How about getting things started with a buzzer beater? Trailing last year's Division 5 state qualifier Almond Bancroft with 2 seconds left, loyal junior Bryce Deegan hit a fallaway jumper to give the Greyhounds a 40-39 victory. Houstonford scored an opening 57-47 win over Ryle as senior Caleb Poplinski went for 29 points and 20 rebounds. Just a few days after a huge performance in Racine St. Catharines football state title, junior Lamont Hamilton helped the Angels basketball team to a 68-54 victory against Burlington, scoring 39 points. As we put a bow on the football season completed last week, let's take a look at a few more award winners. Jared Schultz of Northwood Solon Springs was announced as the Wisports.net 8-player football offensive player of the year. He led 8-player in rushing with 2,105 yards to go with 35 touchdowns plus 28 two-point conversions, a new state record. He also threw for more than 1,500 yards with 21 touchdown passes. On the other side of the ball, Clayton's Alex Schradel was selected as the WSN 8-player football defensive player of the year. The state's best lineman, he had 102 tackles, 19 tackles for loss, and 10 sacks this season. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. It's Thanksgiving Day, everybody, and that makes it an obvious time to talk about an amazing wildlife success story, the American wild turkey. In his most recent Backyard and Beyond column, Stan Tequila offered some interesting facts about this bird. More details when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
On this Thanksgiving Day, let's give thanks for the remarkable comeback of the wild turkey. Stan Tequila recently wrote about his early days birdwatching in the mid-1970s. Back then, it was extremely rare to see a wild turkey, and it was a major coup for any birdwatcher who got to add the wild turkey to their life list. Wild turkeys numbered in the millions when European settlers arrived. With the clearing of forest and overhunting, the number of turkeys dropped to 30,000 by the 1930s. They only survived in localized pockets in the continental United States. Natural resources agencies, with help from the National Wild Turkey Federation, implemented trap and transplant efforts from areas where turkeys did exist into new regions. It took decades, but eventually wild turkeys began flourishing across most of the country again. Today, wild turkeys are a common sight in woods and fields in rural areas, and even in some suburbs. Their distinctive gobble is a common sound during the spring, and they provide great hunting opportunity. Welcome back, wild turkeys. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
The Black Friday weekend sale begins this Friday at Boot Barn. Visit us in-store for savings on top quality pieces. Get $40 off cowboy boots for men and women, $50 off select exotic boots, save on outerwear, and enjoy buy one, get one free offers on select jeans and flannels. We're closed Thanksgiving Day to be with family, and we look forward to seeing you in store during our Black Friday sale. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and spotty snow showers. Only trace amounts are expected to stick and winds begin to whip tonight, bringing a blustery but sunny Friday with high temperatures only reaching the low 20s. Plus, wind chills on top of that will be feeling more like the single digits. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A very early happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. As we know, markets are going to be closed tomorrow. We're going to have a hard open on Friday, and then we'll close at a little after noon as folks will get the chance to celebrate a little bit more. But what happened in the markets yesterday to see the reversal action that we saw today? We're going to look at what's going on in the soy oil from the tariff perspective. We're going to look at hogs and look at cattle, as well as that cash market was on fire. To get all the details, we bring into the conversation Arlen Suderman. Of course, Arlen is with StoneX. So then why did the markets move like it did yesterday? And then, as you say, revert back once again today?
Yeah, yesterday we certainly traded the Trump tariff news that he had posted on his social media outlet late on Monday. And that was 25% tariffs on everything coming from Mexico and Canada and 10% on everything coming from China until we get the border secured from illegal immigration and from drugs crossing, fentanyl being the biggest target there to stop fentanyl movement across the border. And so it'll be interesting how this all plays out. Now, what we saw was soy oil rally sharply, because that's a 25% tariff. That means that we won't have canola oil coming across the border to be made into renewable diesel and biodiesel. And that gives more demand for soy oil. We probably wouldn't have used cooking oil coming from China, which is displacing soy oil in the production of biodiesel and renewable diesel. And so that really strengthened the price for soy oil. Wheat prices rallied because it means we'll probably reduce the amount of wheat moving across the border from Canada down into the United States. On the other hand, we saw some pressure on corn prices because we sell a lot of corn to Mexico. They're our top customer. And so if Mexico would get in a trade war with us, how would that hurt it? So I think that that's what the market is basically responding to. But as we come into today's trade, the market is basically saying, you know, Trudeau didn't take very long at all. He was on the phone pretty quick after Trump posted that on social media saying, hey, let's work on this. Let's talk about this. And the president of Mexico, while she's talking a lot of rhetoric of, hey, we're not going to put up with this. If you put tariffs on us, we're going to put tariffs on you. A lot of thinking that things will get worked out, maybe even before Inauguration Day in January. Mexico shut down the movement of immigrants across the border and the movement of drugs across the border during Trump 1.0. It can be done. Now, the previous president, this is a new president, the previous president was able to work with the drug cartels to make it happen. Will this president be able to do that as well? This will be a test of her leadership and ability to do that within Mexico. But the general thinking is that they need us more than we need them. I think Canada, it'll be worked out first with Canada, but then followed by Mexico. With China, that's a different story. Although we do see some movement there within China that perhaps Xi Jinping, since he's in a weaker position than what he was when Trump was in office the last time, their economy is really hurting, that maybe he'll move a little bit quicker towards some type of a trade agreement that might mean more agricultural commodities purchased in trade with or exchange with easing back on tariffs on some of the consumer goods coming to the United States. But I think the market, kind of assuming that things are going to get worked out, they now see Trump's rhetoric is more negotiating ploys rather than, hey, this is the way it's going to be from this point forward.
You know, Arlen, you talk about Mexico and the relationship we have immediately gets me thinking of the rancher and the feedlot owner I met when I was in Mexico on a trip. And he relies so much on corn coming out of Nebraska and Kansas and even Iowa and cattle that he buys out of Texas. So, I mean, this is a bigger picture than just, you know, the two countries fighting each other.
Oh, absolutely. And you look at the protein sector. Our trade with Mexico is 40% of our pork exports. So that would be huge if we were to get into some type of tariff battle. But the pork market doesn't seem to be too concerned about it. The feeder cattle market, though, is certainly trading at 30,000 head of stockers per week coming north across the border. And so a 25% tariff would be pretty big thing tightening up supplies here in the United States at a time when supplies are already tight. So the feeder cattle market certainly trading it, and that looked to be a bigger threat even than the new world screw worm, which we can talk more about if you want. But that seemed to be a bigger issue to the market than that as we traded this week.
Well, since we're on that discussion, let's talk about that, because I know that the APHIS has now said they need to be treated with Ivermec, and they're looking at like 3 weeks maybe before this border reopens.
Yeah, I think the market is assuming that it will get worked out, but it's certainly a concern because 30,000 a week at 3 weeks, that's 90,000 head, certainly contributing to the tightness overall. When we look at this feeder cattle market, it's had a lot of volatility lately because, first of all, a lot of rain in the central and southern plains, so wheat pasture prospects have improved dramatically. That's pulling a lot of cattle onto wheat pasture rather than going into feedlots. And so I think when we get the placement numbers for November, we're going to see placement numbers down. And then you throw in the tariff argument and the screwworm argument, and suddenly we're tightening up supply of feeder cattle.
Now, so much for a quiet holiday week of trade, right, Arlen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, stick around, folks. We do have a lot more coming up. When we get back, we'll talk about what's going on in the soy oil and some other factors that are weighing in on this shortened holiday trade week. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the Rural Radio Network and the Channel Final Bell as we keep our conversation going this afternoon with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. So we really dove into a lot, Arlen, on this front half, all kind of tied back to all of the thoughts on the Trump tariff discussions and what we saw with the New World screwworm issue on the cattle. But what's going on in the soy oil at this point?
Yeah, well, First of all, we have a surplus of soy oil in the country, and the background on that is with the renewable diesel industry growing and sustainable aviation fuel future. A lot of companies invested in building processing plants to produce these liquid biofuels, where soy oil could be the feedstock, and so we saw. Ahead of that, what we needed was a soy oil produced so they could do so. And so that we expanded our crushing capacity. So now we're producing more soy oil than we ever produced before as well. Soy meal too, I might add. And but that wasn't a problem. The concern was, can we produce enough of it? Suddenly then we started losing support from the government, and the government started having lower quotas in than where the industry was already at. So the economics started getting tight once again, but they were still moving forward. We were still finding a way to make it work. Then we saw the Inflation Reduction Act passed by Congress and put together by the Biden administration and put through Congress that said, okay, on January 1, that dollar credit that we were seeing support the biodiesel industry, it's going away on December 31st. It's going to be replaced with these subsidies outlined in the 45Z guidelines. And that will be the same for subsidies for the feedstocks going into the renewable diesel as well as sustainable aviation fuel. Without these subsidies, the economics simply doesn't work, period. It's not even close. These fuels have to be subsidized to be able to operate. And that's what our demand is based on. And so without knowing what the guidelines are going to be, particularly with the lack of government support lately, processors don't know if they buy the feedstock, if they're locking in a profit or a loss. And so many of them have simply said, we're just going to close down or dramatically reduce our production. And as we get to January 1st, that will be the case. And some of them starting to gear down now, and as far as advanced purchases of the soy oil. So we're seeing a surplus of soy oil build up. Soybean crush margins are starting to contract. So that's a real concern. Now, when we got the tariff announcement, that's told us, okay, at least then we won't have the competition from canola oil and used cooking oil. But we still have a surplus of soy oil if they're not producing. And so that is a real concern going forward. And with the change of administration, there are now concerns in the industry. We may not have those 45Z guidelines, which EPA was supposed to have had by now. We may not have them for 6 months. So how long will we be shut down in building up, backing up these soy oil supplies? And you add to that, okay, that's a hurt on domestic demand for soybeans. You add to that that growing conditions in Brazil are really good right now. And so they're looking at a big crop being harvested in another, shall we say, 30, 40 days. They'll start the early harvest, early fields being harvested there. And that'll take away some of our export business as well. And then you start throwing in the potential for a tariff war with China. It's just difficult right now to build a bullish case for soybeans. And that's kind of, in a nutshell, what the story is. We're worried that soy oil prices may have much more downside risk than they do upside right now.
In the front half, Arlen, you talked a little bit about consumer confidence, and I was reading in your midday commentary that personal income rose during October. So that bodes well when we see, hopefully, some extra purchases of proteins and others that will affect the economy.
Yes, definitely. And particularly for the protein sector, meaning here the livestock sector, this is good news. And we've been seeing that as consumer sentiment has been improving, the consumer's been spending more. Now, the housing market is still struggling. We've seen that data come out because all of a sudden consumers say, hey, I want to buy a house. And we are seeing indications that interest in buying is going up. But they missed their opportunity because the market priced in those anticipated cuts back in September, and now they're back up once again. Interest rates are mortgage rates. But the consumer is buying more beef, and they're buying more pork. And so we're seeing consumer demand at the retail level for beef and pork is strong right now. And that's good for the meat industry going forward.
Well, we know that we have a shortened holiday because of Thanksgiving tomorrow. So I just want to take a quick moment and wish you, Arlen, and your family a very happy Thanksgiving. And real quick, how do folks find you?
Happy Thanksgiving to you and our listeners. And find me at StoneX.com.
All right. That has been the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Conduit. Conduit does it differently so you can do it better. With online access to the ag products you need 24/7, visit conduit.ag. While many of us are spending today preparing and eating a delicious Thanksgiving meal, it's worth remembering how technology has played a critical role in bringing our Thanksgiving staples to tables across the country. I'll be back with a look at that technology after this. In a 24/7 job like farming, having round-the-clock online access to all the ag products you need just makes sense. So that's how Conduit does things. And in this business, anytime you have an opportunity to score an advantage, you do it. Which brings us to Conduit's Cyber November event. It's basically one long list of advantages, including steep discounts on the ag products you need. Free glyphosate with corn bundles, free glufosinate with soy bundles, and quick and easy financing up to $1 million and 0% interest through January of 2026. Those aren't just good deals, they're a big deal for your operation. But while the list of advantages might be long, the event itself is not. So if you're going to do it before December 2nd at conduit.ag. Do it all and do it better with Conduit. Yes, let's take a look at cranberries, a Thanksgiving essential. Known for their tart flavor and vibrant colors, cranberries require highly specific conditions to grow. They need low-lying wetlands with acidic soil. Farmers have long used bogs to cultivate the crop, but modern irrigation systems are taking efficiency to the next level. Precision irrigation technologies, like soil moisture sensors, help growers monitor water levels in real time. This ensures just the right amount of water is used, conserving resources while maintaining those high yields. And of course, pumpkins are the star of pies and decorations alike this season. Advances in pest management have been a game changer for pumpkin farmers. Innovations like integrated pest management programs combine biological controls, crop rotation, and targeted pesticides to protect pumpkins from common threats like squash bugs and powdery mildew. And of course, we can't forget about turkey, the centerpiece of most Thanksgiving tables. In the poultry industry, feed efficiency has been a major focus of innovation. Farmers are now using advanced feed formulations that optimize nutrition and improve turkey growth rates while reducing waste. Additionally, data-driven barn monitoring systems track temperature, humidity, and air quality to keep those turkeys healthy. These tools ensure that birds are raised in the best possible conditions, leading to better outcomes for both farmers and consumers. Even the humble sweet potato has seen its share of innovation. Sweet potato growers are using GPS-guided planting equipment to maximize land use and increase yields. Harvesting, which was once highly labor-intensive, has been revolutionized by mechanical harvesters that reduce time and labor costs while ensuring the delicate tubers remain intact. These innovations minimize spoilage and ensure we can count on fresh, high-quality ingredients for our Thanksgiving feasts. I'll be back with more after this.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
From cranberries to turkeys, the Thanksgiving staples we enjoy wouldn't be possible without the hard work and ingenuity of America's farmers. As you sit down to your holiday meal this year, take a moment to appreciate the technology and innovation that makes all of this possible. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Conduit. Get 0% financing until January 2026 at conduit.ag. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Need snacks and treats for Deer Camper Thanksgiving? Visit O'Galley Cheese Factory for homemade squeaky fresh curds, take and bake pizza, locally made beef sticks and brats, plus a variety of craft beers. Call ahead and O'Galley Cheese Factory can have your cheese and sausage trays ready to go before Deer Camp or your Thanksgiving dinner. O'Galley Cheese Factory store is open 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, lingering flurries, lows in the low teens. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing with a brisk breeze, highs in the upper teens. Sun returns for the rest of the weekend, highs near 20. Temps slowly warm up into the 20s for highs as we look into early next week. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 22.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
I'm falling for you all over again. I
come knocking on my door, 'cause you know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? What kind of fool do you think I am?
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes, I took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? I said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham, paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here just drinking beer or home remembering her. Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you touch of your head says you catch me.
hipster could never.